And we are backstage here at Bonnaroo. It is Mike Powers, and sitting across from me, a fella who has, I think Bonnaroo is part of his DNA, and part of Bonnaroo's DNA comes from this guy, Mr. Warren Haynes. Thanks for swinging by, Warren.
Yeah, man. Glad to be here, as always.
Yeah, great to see you. And, you know, I guess you just didn't have enough projects around you lately that you figured... Maybe I should start another band, huh?
Well, it actually worked out good because Government Mule was planning on taking a well-deserved break. We've been threatening to take a break for a long time. And it just seemed like the right time for me to get in the studio and make a studio solo record. And, of course, once that happened, get out and promote it and let people know it's there. So it's been really fun.
Yeah.
I've been having a blast. And it's stylistically... a little different from Government Mule or the Allman Brothers.
And Band in Motion is the album title.
Yes.
Who, long cast of players that are involved, right? Studio and live?
Well, yes. But on the studio record, George Porter Jr. playing bass, Ivan Neville and Ian McLaughlin from The Faces both playing keyboard simultaneously. Ivan and... Ruthie Foster doing all the background vocals, Ron Holloway playing tenor sax, who is also in this touring band, and Raymond Weber playing drums. Now, the band that we have on tour right now has Terrence Higgins playing drums, Ron Johnson playing bass, Ron Holloway, Alicia Shakur singing, and Nigel Hall playing keyboards and singing. And we've been having a blast.
Very good. And we'll see you guys a little bit later on this afternoon, 4 p.m. on the Witch stage, I believe. I'm probably certain that you've played every stage at Bonnaroo over the years, huh?
You know, they probably keep adding stages just so I can't say that I've played every stage. But, I've played here so many times. I was here for the very first Bonnaroo. Yep. And between performing and sitting in with so many different bands... it's fun to kind of get all the different perspectives. And, of course, musically, it's really exciting. It's like a big family reunion. You see so many friends here. And, hey, do you want to play? And I'm not going to say no. I don't feel like playing.
Right.
So, you know, it's always an opportunity to make music with your friends.
And there was even the 1 year where the solo acoustic record came out from
Live
from Bonnaroo.
I did what at that time... was the only time I'd played solo acoustic for a crowd that large, which was a little intimidating. I was the first band or the first act on that stage that day, so it was bright and early. And people were just pouring in the entire time. So it started out as a few thousand people and then tens of thousands of people showing up. And, you know, when I put the set list together for that, I wasn't planning on it being a record, so I just kind of was trying to connect with the audience. So I did probably more covers than I would have done had I known it was going to be a live release. But in hindsight, it felt good, so we decided to put it out.
So there's that memorable performance. You're here with the Dead, the Almonds, Late Night with the Mule. One of those years where the guests just wouldn't stop coming on stage.
Yeah, Late Night with John Paul Jones, and of course... Bob Weir and Luther Dickinson and so many amazing guests that sat in with us on that late night show. And that's where the Lewis Black debacle went down too. So
that's right.
People that don't know about that, it's where Lewis came out on stage and somebody hit him in the head with a water bottle. And all that did was piss him off.
I do remember that one. You're no stranger to Jazz Fest of the World, High Sierra, Mountain Jam, I guess the new one, Hangout Festival. It just goes on and on and on. You've pretty much played all the festivals. What's something about Bonnaroo that makes this place so unique from the others?
Well, Bonnaroo kind of started its own trend. When they started Bonnaroo 10 years ago, it was kind of the first jam band festival of this stature. Of course, it's grown a lot since then, and it's no longer just inclusive of jam bands. But I think that mindset and that philosophy still remains, that it's very open-minded. It's for people that have a wide variety of taste in music. And for people that like to see spontaneous music happening that wasn't pre-planned, and like to see people wind up on stage together performing, knowing that that might be the first time, maybe even the only time that it's ever happened. All those things kind of make Bonnaroo special. And of course, since it started as a jam band event, we knew everybody. Everybody knew each other. So there was a lot of stage sharing going on, especially at that time, because it's a smaller world than you might think.
Mm-hmm. Man in Motion, the new record, you're going to keep busy with the new project for a while. And then I know it's only June, but can we look forward to December, come Asheville with the Christmas Jam on the way?
Christmas Jam, we're just starting to put the pieces together to the puzzle, and I'm excited to start figuring out the lineup for this year. It just seems to keep getting better all the time. And it's always, do we have a date for the Christmas Jam? Is it the 10th again or 12th? I'm not sure. It's the Saturday.
So people are going to go on kayak right now and book their hotels.
Well, yeah, make people work. You know, I think you make them work to figure out when Christmas Jam is. But it's, you know, Christmas Jam, for those people that don't know, is an event that I've been doing for 22 years that started in my hometown of Asheville, North Carolina. Started as a regional event with local musicians and just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And through the years, it's moved to now to the Civic Center. We've had everyone from Dave Matthews and Michael Fronte, Ben Harper, the guys from The Dead, the Allman Brothers, guys from Panic, Fish, you know, and people like Branford Marsalis and John Scofield and Peter Frampton and Steve Miller, Bruce Hornsby, Jackson Brown. It just kind of goes on and on, the people that have been part of it. And it's for Habitat for Humanity. So we basically, everyone plays for free to raise money for families that can't afford homes.
Yeah, great tradition and worthy cause that you've had going out.
Thank
for
you.
A while.
It's really turned into a wonderful event, and thankfully so, due to all the artists and people that have helped make it so. You know.
Well, we appreciate you coming by. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Warren Haynes.
Good to see you.
Hanging out with us backstage here at Bonnaroo.